All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Monday, June 21st. I'm NPR News reporter Kirsty Marone. Here's our top story right now. The University of Minnesota is increasing police patrols in neighborhoods near the campus where crime has spiked over the last year. After a weekend shooting in Dinkytown injured three university students and two others, U of M President Joan Gable sent a letter to students, faculty, and staff. Gable says, effective immediately, the university police department will assign additional officers to Dinkytown and the Marcy Holmes neighborhood. She says Minneapolis police will be more visible during late-night hours and that both departments will install mobile cameras in Dinkytown and surrounding areas. Minneapolis police say they continue to investigate the killings of young bystanders who were struck by gunfire in recent weeks. Reham Fashir reports.
Two children and two teenagers have been killed by stray bullets over the past couple of months, and a 10-year-old is fighting for his life. Meanwhile, peace activists are calling on lawmakers to take action. Jessica DeWorth is a volunteer with the Minnesota chapter of Moms Demand Action. She says the group wants tougher background checks to deter the wrong people from obtaining firearms.
People say, well, like a criminal's going to get a gun no matter what we do, so there's no point in having laws. But what we actually know is that when background checks are in place on universally on all gun sales, that there is less violent crime and there are fewer illegal guns floating around because every gun starts out as a legal gun.
Minneapolis police say they're adding officers in high crime areas and investigating homicides using firearm tracing. I'm Reham Fashir.
In COVID-19 news, Minnesota has fallen below 1,000 active confirmed cases for the first time since April of last year. Here's a closer look at the numbers. State health officials reported 100 new confirmed or probable COVID-19 cases today. Minnesota has averaged 115 new cases per day over the past week and will likely fall below 100 a day on average soon. The state's test positivity rate also continues to trend downward, falling below 1% for the first time yesterday. But people are still dying because of COVID-19. Health officials reported four additional deaths attributed to the virus. Minnesota's vaccination effort continues at a sluggish pace. Statewide, about 66% of adults 16 and older have received at least one dose of the vaccine. And here are some other stories we're watching. A North Carolina company has announced plans for a new wood products facility in northeastern Minnesota that's projected to create more than 150 jobs. Charlotte-based Huber Engineered Woods plans to break ground by next spring on a $440 million plant in Cohasset. The company produces oriented strand board, a manufactured wood panel used in housing. The new plant would be a major boon for the region's loggers, who suffered a blow last year when Duluth's Verso paper mill was shuttered. As the Minnesota legislature enters a second week of a special session, DFL Governor Tim Walz remains upbeat about ongoing budget negotiations with House and Senate leaders. Walz said today that there's been good momentum in trying to wrap up the remaining bills. Lawmakers must pass a new budget by the end of the month to avoid a government shutdown. With state finances in strong shape, Walz says competing philosophies over policy are getting in the way. Still, he said he's optimistic.
Trying to find common ground for Minnesota, but also recognizing some of those most divisive of things are probably not going to get done or are probably going to have to wait to another day.
So far, the House and Senate have passed only a few smaller budget bills. Talks continue on big bills for education, human services, and other spending areas. In sports news, Minnesota Wild Assistant General Manager Tom Curvers died today at age 58 after a battle with lung cancer. The Bloomington native played 4 years for the University of Minnesota Duluth and 11 seasons in the NHL. In baseball, the Minnesota Twins start a two-game home series against Cincinnati tonight. The Twins won their fourth game in a row yesterday, beating the Texas Rangers 4-2. And here's a look at the weather. It will be a cool night tonight, partly cloudy with low temperatures in the 40s. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 60s in northeast Minnesota to near 80 southwest. It'll get hotter later in the week. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Kirsty Marone. Kathy Werzer will have an update in the morning. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.